AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Following nearly 2 weeks of protests and political upheaval triggered by the leak of crude and insulting chat messages between Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello and his top advisors, a crowd of thousands erupted in cheers outside the governor's mansion in Old San Juan late last night. After Rosello used Facebook to say he'll step down a week from tomorrow, the island's Justice Secretary, Wanda Vazquez, is set to take the job, becoming Puerto Rico's second ever female governor. I'm Matt Small.
U.S. President Donald Trump celebrated after Special Counsel Robert Mueller's appearance on Capitol Hill Wednesday, calling it a very good day for himself and fellow Republicans. Legal analyst Claire Finkelstein says in an AP interview, former Mueller's testimony didn't stray from his April report.
If he wasn't comfortable discussing something, it was outside the purview of his investigation, or he would refer the questioner to the report.
Mueller investigated Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by Trump. He said the investigation did not exonerate Trump of obstructing justice by trying to thwart the probe. Tunisian President Baji Kaid Essebe has died at the age of 92. The Office of the Presidency said the veteran politician passed away Thursday after being taken to the hospital the night before. He was hospitalized late last month as well. That was Essebe being sworn in 2014 as Tunisia's first democratically elected president. We are following this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A South Korean defense official said Seoul is closely monitoring North Korea's moves after the North fired two missiles into the sea Thursday. The launch of the missiles is apparently aimed at increasing Pyongyang's